With these rich and glowing colors, the chemists improve on nature. Yard after endless yard of perfect and flawless material bears ingrained in its very structure the colors and designs that will enhance its beauty in the interior trim of the finest motor cars. The tire you ride on, born in a Mississippi cotton patch, in a cane field in Louisiana. Maybe it started when some of its strange synthetic makings were pumped up from the ground in California or boiled up from the earth in Texas. And in the factories of Detroit and Akron and Dayton, men weave and fashion the basic materials, cotton and rayon, sulfur and carbon, rubber from trees and rubber from oil wells. Gripping, springing, live thing, resiliently spry and untiringly useful. Sand and flame make glass, but it takes skilled men to grind and polish glass to optical clarity for safety vision. Seeing to all of it, then again seeing that the finished product is perfect for seeing, means yet another long chain of interdependent jobs from sandpit through factory. The processing of fine ores into finer steels for the finest of product brings into play a great range of facilities. The linkage of jobs to be done along the line is always and infinitely expanding. From flat stock and sheet metal, bar and rod and ingot, come the basic forms to be forged and pressed, to be cut, to be ground, and then polished into many thousands of interrelated but separate and individual parts in factories located along all the railways and highways of America. For the bumpers of your family car, steel from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and steel from Pittsburgh, California, join with the copper from Utah and chromium from Texas for beauty combined with massive protection. The handiwork of men in the mill and men in the smelter makes work for the hands of men in the casting and forging plants. Melted and cast into the cylinder block of the valve and head engine are the gray iron pigs. Here in gray iron are the tough settings for the bone structure of the finest transportation for all of us on all our roads and boulevards. What we harvest, what we dig, and what we produce roll into the work days and pay days and play days of all of us. Here, gleaming and precise, is a differential pinion gear. It took a miner to get it from the ground and a railroad man to carry it to the docks. A crew of merchant seamen cargoed the red dust to the blast furnaces. It took the chemist and the metallurgist to alloy and temper it before it could be shaped. Engineers designed it, using pencils made in Pennsylvania and slide rules from New York. to design and build the phenomenal machine tools to make the machines, it took men in other plants. To build these intricate and wonderful machines themselves took other skillful men in other factories. To guide and to use the machines takes more men with hands that are skilled and finely productive. Behind each such job is the mighty panorama of men at other jobs. All of us making a living and making a fine product for others and ourselves and our families. For all of us who run machines and for all of us who sell other things to other men who run machines. Gauges. To increase the powers of vision 1,000 times. To make the sense of touch so delicate that it can weigh a puff of smoke. To magnify the inch 1,000,000-fold. Gauges that are marvels of precision extend the senses of men in the countless comparisons, inspections, and tests that finalize the perfection of each working part. It takes supreme precision to give us the smooth and effortless driving that all of us want. But men and women, and only men and women, have the judgment to tell right from wrong, to separate the best from anything less than the best. Making sure we have done right by all the finest materials America can supply calls for a whole new category of excellence in service. Vigilance and devotion applied to the ideal of seeing that only the best passes inspection. In the factories, locally built, giving local employment in every great area of the nation. Each factory, with its system of communications and intercommunications, is in itself a part and portion of other factories, which begin where it ends or end where it starts, to fabricate or fashion or finish the fine products of the thousands of suppliers and the thousands of suppliers who supply those suppliers with all the parts of all the components that help to make up the complete automobile. Today's product of the superbly equipped plants is the life story of 10,000 engineers, with hundreds of supporting departments and thousands of supporting suppliers, completed by the master hands of 1,000,000 factory men who inscribe all their ideas in metal. The careful and meticulous attention to every detail of quality and perfection has resulted in constantly improved performance, efficiency, and stamina through the years. That is the story told in the rhythm of the wondrously precise machines as they dance to the mastery of the workers' hands. Of more than 17,000 parts must fit smoothly, accurately, rightly with some other part. And the men on the assembly lines know that each part will be there when it is needed. Because someone plans it that way and manages it that way. The men on the assembly lines know that each material will be fitting and each part will fit. Because someone builds it that way and someone checks it to see that it is that way. And so it is that in the finished motor car, 17,000 separate and individual parts are so well designed and so well combined, all to give us just the qualities we demand in our finest of transportation. The beauty and the comfort and the fine long life performance with fine economy. From all the designs and all the plans, all the materials from all the processes, and all the parts made by all the skills of all the men and all the magic of all the machines move through all the pageant of production in a great orchestration of interdependence, one upon another and another, into a fine climactic assembly of the finest products of all of us, for all of us, for all the farms and all the cities and towns of all our land. And the men who inspect the final product know that each part must be of perfection certified. Quality first to last. The harvest of America's finest automobiles keeps rolling off the assembly lines year after year. Every year, finer and finer. The face of America has been changed. A factory is built out in the open country, and quickly a great city arises around it. Over broad highways made by and made for the automobile, what Americans have produced comes back to serve Americans. So it is that we can live in the country, work in the city. Life in America has changed. So it is that we can make our living on a farm and have a home in town. So it is that we can live where we want to. The shopping centers now come out to meet us. The ever-expanding involvement of people takes on a new dimension, the great new dimension of interrelated use. The new individual transportation means new freedom of movement to all of us, the dispelling of distance, and for country dwellers as for city dwellers, a new and far and wide range of life. New businesses, large and small, have developed from putting America on wheels. It has created more jobs for more people, all interdependent on each other. And all continue to profit from it in ever new ways in each new generation of youth. Putting America's children on wheels has changed our schools. It has made possible better education, has built for better training for tomorrow. And all will profit from it in health and wealth and recreation. Putting America's workers on wheels now means that there is more work within ready reach, more work for men to do, and more ways to get to the work and make more money. On the money somebody else makes, all of us are dependent for the harvest of money we make. In all America, the money we make on any job changes hands many times. And every time it changes hands, it benefits all of us, the miner and the farmer and the rancher, all producing the finest materials. The worker and the machine, all using the finest, the newest processes to do finely by those finest materials, building the finest and the largest low-cost cars and trucks for everyone to haul anything, anywhere, and haul anyone, including ourselves. And so it is that all of us in interdependence live independently on wheels. And all this far-reaching interdependence is the great secret of why it is possible to put America's automobile within the reach of so many people. And all America, all its rock-bound beauty, all its pleasant vistas, all its historic shrines, and all its ways of living, all its sports and recreations, all its scenic grandeur, along all its far-flung highways, within the reach of all.